You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Right, and this week's edition of the Food Feature is brought to you by Instant Pot. Instant Pot, revolutionize your kitchen. We're talking about the brinjal. Teboho Philip on Twitter says, brinjal is not something I aspire to eat ever again, unless if I'm dying and it's the only thing left. Let's go to Leslie calling from Greenside. Hi, hello. Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Tashas makes the most divine brinjal stack. So, you know how for melanzani, you've got to, in order to make your melanzani really nice, you actually, after you've sweated the brinjal, which gets rid of that very bitterness, which can be a bit sort of off-putting part of it, you do it in batter. So you fry each and every piece of brinjal in batter before you layer it to make your, it makes it like crunchy. So melanzani is one of my, like, the only things that I can do to impress. But as Biggie puts out, it is a bit of a
pressure.
But if you put your brinjals in batter, just put any, you know, like a normal batter, egg, flour, and then a bit of egg.
Yes, so that, and it gives you the crunch.
Gorgeous.
And
Tessa does it in like a stack, and she covers it in some kind of, I don't know, like cucumber relishy kind of thing.
With
tomatoes. It is to die for. It is the nicest thing I've ever eaten at
Tashas. Oh, okay. Oh, that's Leslie in Greenside. That's quite a statement because they have a lovely menu. So for this conversation on brinjal, we turned to the people who create really fabulous food, MoMA's. They are just, they're once a famous restaurant there in Parktown North, but now they're one of the best caterers in Joburg. They always deliver really fresh and healthy food. So we invited Chef Danielle Postma to join us, and she's the owner of MoMA's. I loved your food. I loved your food when you had that restaurant in Parktown North, Danielle. Just to be able to pop in and look at those gorgeous, gigantic salads, you know, and to be able to walk away with a portion or just sit there quietly. That was really one of the finest offerings in town.
Teach me,
Daniel. How do you like your brinjal?
Hey, I love it. Aubergine brinjal.
Eggplant.
Yeah, I really love it. And I do cooking classes, and that I love to showcase that vegetable because I can convince people that if they don't like aubergine, it's because it hasn't been cooked properly. And I'm usually right. I've never been wrong on someone. In terms of the trick with brinjal is that it's like a sponge. So it'll suck up as much oil as you'll give it, but then it'll spit it back out once it's cooked. So you don't want to over oil your pan or over oil your brinjal. I love to slice it thin and char grill it. Just garlic, olive oil, salt, pepper, and then on a really hot grill, char grill it on both sides, and then with some courgette and some slow roast tomatoes and a nice light balsamic dressing. It's beautiful.
And that's it.
That's it. It's so simple, and it's like a antipasta, you know. It'll sit in the fridge for days, and then baba ganoush, a lot of people are familiar with now. You know, you literally can't kill it. You cannot cook that aubergine over a hot flame or under a hot grill for long enough. And then you cover it and sweat it until the skin peels off beautifully. And that mush that you're left with, you mix that with some yogurt, a little bit of garlic, lemon juice, maybe some tahini if you enjoy tahini. And it is such a delicious, you know, antipasta type affair. We make a gorgeous aubergine polpetta. I studied at Leith's in London, and this wonderful woman that reminded me so much of my mother, she had me in tears in the demonstration. I used to love sitting in the front. And she reminded me so much of my mother, and I was so homesick at that stage that I was crying practically the whole way through her demonstration. And she made these aubergine, pine nut, and mozzarella polpetta that she served with rose cherry tomatoes on the vine. And that is such a staple. It's such a winner for our vegetarian guests. And I recently posted it on Instagram, and she saw the post. So 20 years later, here she is reading her. She gifted me that recipe.
The heritage.
One of my best,
yes, you know? The heritage continues. Danielle, let's also take these calls as we talk about this vegetable. Charmaine, you're in Randburg. Good afternoon.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
We're good. Thank you. How do you like your eggplant?
So that vegetable, we over-ate it growing up, and it was one of those vegetables that my mom was excited to cook. I don't know why. It doesn't taste nice at all, especially when you know that hard pumpkin. But they're like cooking at funerals. They either overcook it or, yeah.
Mm.
So what I do is that if I don't like a vegetable, I put it in a soup and I blend it. So I don't have to taste the texture. So that's, yeah. So I just chop it and then I mix it with my butternut when I make my butternut soup.
Oh.
And I use the vegetable stock. I think it's in a pumpkin, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The vegetable stock, yeah, and it just makes it, that's how I hide my vegetables when I'm feeding my kids and my family. And I make it all nice. So I don't know if you understand the texture, the chewiness, the toughness.
Yeah.
Goes in there. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Charmaine, thank you for the call. She makes soup. But isn't that also the beauty about brinjal, eggplant, aubergine, whichever you prefer,
mm-hmm.
that it allows or it coexists really well with other flavors and it takes on some of these flavors?
It's not a strong flavor, but on its own, because of its meaty texture, you know, when you cook it properly, I mean, a lovely thing I've recently started doing is you make a beautiful olive, green olive, sultana, celery, and sometimes...
Ooh. Danielle?
A bit of honey and sherry vinegar.
Mm.
And that on top of a aubergine that you've literally cooked for maybe half an hour at 220, as hot as your oven will go.
Yeah.
So delicious.
Say that again. We lost you for a minute. That sounds delicious. Okay. So sultana, celery.
Yes. If you look on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, it's the celery, green olive, sultana salsa that we often serve with salmon or tuna. And so you cut the aubergine in half and then you take a sharp little knife and you score it like crisscross.
Yeah.
Then it allows you to get the olive oil, garlic, salt, pepper nicely in those creases.
Mm.
Those cuts, and then you'll put that skin side down on a hot baking tray for like half an hour, 40 minutes until it's nicely browned.
Yeah.
And then while that's cooking, you make thinly slice some celery. You get the green olives that are already pitted and sliced.
Yeah.
A handful of sultanas or currants, and then some capers. Mm. You don't have to chop them, but you can. And some flat leaf parsley, a little bit of sherry vinegar, a touch of honey. It doesn't sound like it needs it, like because of the dried fruit, but it really makes a difference just to have a little bit of honey. And that salsa on top of the aubergine for a vegetarian person who doesn't want the fish option, or even with chicken, it's gorgeous. It's so fabulous.
I've made notes. Yeah. I haven't written so fast.
You just let me know anytime. I'll happy to share my
recipe. It sounds delicious. Let's go to Sand.
One of our cooking classes.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's certainly the thought that's coming up. Let's hear from Sandra as well. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, it's nice being on your show.
Welcome.
With aubergine and brinjal, I have a variety of things that you can actually make with it.
Mm.
I actually make a pickle with it, you know, the Indian tradition masala pickle.
Yes.
Mm. You can actually have it with fried, with just salt and pepper, with shawarma.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it battered, but we just had a little bit of masala.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut it in slices, and you dip it in the masala with, obviously, your oil has to be moderate, and then it comes out crispy.
Yeah.
You can also make a curry with it, with a relish, and you fry some prawns, and you just throw it in. You can have it with roti or with the taco.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful veg.
The idea of that battered masala brinjal, that sounds yummy.
Butter bread.
Mmm.
You'll really enjoy it on another level.
I'm writing again, Sandra. We're going to put this up as a podcast, so I'll even be going back to our own podcast. Yes. Sandra, thank you for that one.
Yes.
Zonia, the best way and the best recipe for brinjal, eggplant, is you prepare it in any way that you want to, and then you dish it up to family that you don't like. Hell, I don't like that stuff. You can't eat it. It's not palatable. You can give it to family you don't like when they come and visit.
But
don't eat it, please. See you.
people like you.
Yeah. It just seems like he's stoking a challenge there. Is that how you feel, Danielle?
Absolutely. I had a lady once who cried when she came to the class late and the only station that was left was Okra. And she had been tortured with Okra as a child.
Yeah.
And I assured her that my confidence was good. And she loved it at the end of the evening. I promise you, it's about how you cook it.
It seems like you have quite a way. You have quite a way with turning us. Let's go to Lee in Sandton. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Danya. Lovely show.
Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you. So I'm Congolese, and we always use the egg side.
Okay.
We cook with it in, when we make cassava.
Mm.
And as a child, I hated the eggplant on its own, but I think when I actually learned how to cook it and really paid attention to the kitchen, I absolutely love it. I use it in cassava, I use it in okra, and I even use it in the sauce that I make with boiled eggs with a little bit of palm oil. Comes out absolutely fine. I use it, and we used to eat it with pap. Or kwanga, which is like a cassava bread.
Yes.
And it goes on as well.
Oh, yum. Lee, thank you for that. I didn't know it was such an important ingredient in Congolese food. So, someone says that they enjoy chocolate and aubergine. Do you ever use it in desserts as well, Danielle?
I haven't, but hey, why not? Avocado and chocolate go beautifully. So I would imagine if you cook the aubergine enough, you could get a lovely silky texture.
You said avocado, I think my jaw dropped instantly.
Have you not had avocado and chocolate?
Never.
Oh, fantastic. On a vegan plate, that's what you'd have, and it's fantastic.
Oh, delicious. We're going to put this up as a podcast, Danielle. And then, of course, we are going to sign up for cooking classes with you.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
You're such a pleasure. So welcome. I love inspiring people, and I think that's all we always need is some inspiration.
Yes, and you certainly did that for me today. I'm going to be trying out some of
these
recipes.
Next time I'll send you samples of what we're going to talk about.
Yes, that would be great. It's a date.
Okay.
That's Danielle Postma, and she is the owner of MoMa's. Currently they're caterers, and they also do these cooking classes, but there was a time when they had this amazing restaurant with the best salads you've ever, ever, ever had. And someone says you were talking about an instant, Agnes saying that you were talking about a slow cooker while making a ratatouille. I make that in my slow cooker. So there's the use of a slow cooker for the use of brinjal. So thank you so much for your messages. So many of you either love it or you hate it. One says brinjal is one of those vegetables that make you think twice about going vegetarian. Vegan. Another one says, thanks for the brinjal topic. As a liker of things, I actually have them in my fridge and I was wondering what to do with them. So now we don't have any excuse. We have to buy them and try them out. One says, my way of cooking the brinjal is almost like Mama A's co-presenter explained the roast, the way Kabazela, yes, explained the roasting, how he roasted. However, I use a batter, as in when one is frying fish and then I serve it with a homemade chili chutney on a bed of rice. I did this once and my nephew loved that dish. Plenty of your messages. And then one says, brinjal, no, I was at boarding school and the way they prepared it put me off forever and ever. Well, we bring you headlines in a moment, but that was our food feature.